I need to post this video. It got like maybe 30 views, and this was right after Collision. I post it on Twitter, and then I get an email from a brand, and that brand ends up paying us over 10K.
He grew his newsletter to over 150K subscribers in a little over a year and a half through the pandemic. Then he quit his job because he was getting brand deals from beer companies.
He created a newsletter called The Milk Road, which is a crypto newsletter named after the Silk Road. And he sold that for seven figures in 10 months. This girl named Maddie Coleman, she has made 10K per month with her side hustle working only 20 hours a week. If you're broke right now, UGC content is the easy way to make an extra stack a month. Welcome back to Hustle for Everything. This is the podcast where you receive stories, tips, and tactics from entrepreneurs who have done it. I'm Alex.
And I'm Owen Osinde.
And today we have a focused podcast for you. You know, when it comes to creating content as small audience members, you know, people who have small audiences, you know, we always are like, all right, how can we make money? What can we do to get some money through the doors to reinvest in our content business, you know? So one thing I'm noticing, and I know you're noticing it too, is that there's a lot of people creating content.
Yeah.
And not a lot of us have businesses, even though we're creating content consistently. So this podcast is going to be focused on creating content and making money from it as a small pre-audience creator. You know what I'm saying? So before that though, what's good with you, bro? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. You know, super excited for this weekend. It's actually a long weekend, man.
Yes, May 2-4.
May 2-4, cottage vibes.
Yes.
Golf weekend, bro. It's been a while since I've swung a golf club, bro. You know, when I don't swing a club in like, let's say 3 weeks, everything, even when I'm walking outside, I'm like, what's the yardage to that pole? You know, what club would I use? You know, what's the distance on that? How would I play this shot?
That's how you're like looking around.
That's how I'm looking around, bro. Like when you are Isaac at the back and attest to this, right? When you're addicted to this game, everything you see, it's, how would I play this angle? Like, what's the distance to that cart? You know, so, man, I'm just super excited, bro. Like, I'm excited just to see the boys and play back-to-back days. So I'm excited for that, bro.
Dope.
How about you?
Man, I'm good.
What's popping? What's popping in Alex Witterland, bro?
Man.
You got the yellow sweater out today?
Yeah, man.
That's how I know you're serious.
The brand colors, you know what I'm saying? Repping yellow.
The HOE yellow.
Yes.
The sunrise yellow.
This weekend, what am I doing? I'm going to a wedding tomorrow. You know, it's just dope.
Wedding vibes, bro.
Yes. Oh, and I'm planning for an event. So the creative event I've been telling you about.
Congrats on that, by the way, bro.
Thank you. Thank you.
Big things.
So shout out to Black Canadian content creators. We're doing an event at Loom.
Shout out to Sheryls, by the way, too.
Yes.
Holding
yes,
it down.
Yes.
Holding it down.
Yeah.
Big orchestrator for the Canadian creators, Black creators.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. Yeah. So if you're a Black creator, you should definitely pull up. You know, this competition could be relevant for you too. So yeah, it's going to be May 31st?
Yeah. At Loom.
At Loom, Toronto.
Oh, guys, you know, I actually went to Loom with Alex one time, just doing like a little hangout, having a dinner. He took me out of my comfort zone and I went to Loom. And I was quite surprised. I was like, I didn't know Etobicoke has nice restaurants like this.
See, you stay hating on like, more babe is just oozing out of you, bro.
I'm trying to get you riled up, bro. But it was a good vibe, man. Good food, good energy. Good space for an event. I'm just excited what we can do at that space. You know, who we can bring out all the way to Etobicoke, most to the ends.
Most definitely. So about the event, it's going to be about $20, but it's going to come with a drink ticket and it's going to come with like appetizers, hors d'oeuvres.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Some calamari in there.
You know what I'm saying? So
it's going to be diet.
A dope event.
Yeah.
And for Toronto, $20 for that is yo, I went to an event.
That's very economical.
Very economical.
$20 for a ticket and you get a free drink ticket.
Free drink ticket and
jeez.
And you know, hors d'oeuvres as you're, you know, hanging out, mixing man. And mingling.
You gotta attend that. If you're a Black creator, go out there, meet other people, and I'll definitely be there, man. Support.
I went to an event and it was $65 for the event.
And one drink ticket. No drink, no beverage.
No drinks.
So you're just thirsty the entire night.
No beverage. Jeez. You could drink some water.
Some good old H2O.
And that's it for you, bro. But yo, let's get into the episode, though. So
I'm sipping on the Nyarai right now, though.
By the way, shout out to our sponsor, Nyarai Sellers Wine, one of the only black-owned wine brands in Canada. Mm-hmm. Use code HUSTLE.
Whatever you do, grab the Nyarai. If you're having dinner tonight, grab the Nyarai bottle. You can't go wrong.
When you want to give a girl a gift, you...
grab the Nyarai.
You already got me. All right, so one of the main things that we're seeing as an easy way for content creators to get brand deals or get money through the door as a small creator is UGC content.
UGC. The thing about when I hear UGC content from you, sometimes I know what UGC content is, but I feel like the way I understand UGC and the way you understand it is completely different. I think there's a whole business model behind UGC content that I'm not aware about. So I think the way I can frame this is I feel like I represent a lot of people right now who think UGC is, let's say I like the Nyarai bottle and I'm like, oh guys, I love this Nyarai wine, Nyarai Sellers wine, the rosé. I make a video, I post, I tag Nyarai, they use that video. But it's me just doing it because I'm a fan, right? But there's not a lot of people who are just going to, hey, I love the Nyarai bottle, right? So for them to say, let's use a UGC strategy as a new creator or as a business, that's where I get confused. Is like, how can I as a business tap into the UGC economy and get people to make content around my product or service?
So
do you get what I'm saying?
For sure.
Yeah.
So I'll explain it from a business perspective. The goal as a business is to consistently have net new content come out about your business.
Yeah.
You know, you can ask for customer testimonials, and that's a great thing to have.
Yeah.
Being able to predictively have content that engages the audience, hooks them in, has them understand what the product is, and then have the action being told to them to actually go and buy it is a totally different ballgame. Mm-hmm. That basically is an advertisement. You know, it's an advertorial of content or for a brand. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think that is the difference between a UGC piece of content and like a testimonial, and it's the ability to consistently have it coming in. So that's where like the real difference is with UGC content, you know, being able to consistently get it. So if I'm a person, let's say I run Linktree and I'm running ads to get new people to sign up to Linktree, I'm gonna need someone to talk about it. You know, that's where UGC content comes in. So if I'm a small creator, let's say I have 1,000 subs on YouTube, even less, let's say I have 100 subs on YouTube, but I'm good at communicating, I'm good at storytelling. Mm-hmm. I can reach out to Linktree and say, hey, I see that you're creating ads and you need more content to go out. I create UGC content. I charge $200 for a video and I'll go and make it for you.
And that's the tricky part, right? So you said as a YouTube creator, I'm already making content. When I think about UGC content, I'm thinking from an aspect of it's spontaneous. It doesn't look forced. It looks very natural, right? When you bring on a creator, you already know they're a creator already. So how natural does it look when they talk about my product? So how do you overcome that? Because of UGC, maybe this is where I'm learning from you. So that's what I'm trying to understand. UGC is supposed to look accidental, like where, wow, I can't believe this is a great drink. I love this. Man, I love going to that place. And you clip that video and you use that as a marketing tool.
It doesn't have to be accidental.
It doesn't have to be accidental.
Nah, it could be very on purpose. And it's like, I'm making this video to let you know about this because it's going to be of value to you.
Mm.
You
know? But wouldn't you say that's like a creator making something for a brand instead of just UGC content?
It's the exact same thing.
So
They're synonymous. So it's literally making ad for a client. That's what it is.
Okay. So it's pretty much getting a brand deal then.
You have to be specific about it because a brand deal is usually for that creator's audience, whereas UGC is for that brand's advertising. You know what I'm saying? So I'm launching a Facebook ad and I want someone to look good in my products. So I'm giving them content to use as a ad for that Facebook ad. You know what I'm saying? Gotcha. That's the difference. And for creators, it's an easy way because here's the thing about it is that sometimes you don't even need to be in the video sometimes. Mm-hmm. If I have a bag brand, I could take video without myself being in it and just showing it with my hands, you know, showing the different components of the bag and still get paid for that just like a regular brand deal would.
Mm.
So there's a lot of options that come with, you know, having UGC opportunities.
Yeah, that's the tricky part, right? Is like distinguishing is if it's a brand deal or if it's just someone like me. I'm like, okay, I don't have a big following. I see Herschel Supply and I'm like, oh, I have a Herschel Supply bag. Let me make a video about it. Mm-hmm. And I send it to them and then I make money out of it. So someone can be like, oh, like, did Herschel sponsor you to make a video about them? Like, you know, what happened with that? So do I have to be, let's say I have the Herschel bag, I make a video, I send it to them. That is just accidental. And then there's actually like the intention part of it, where if you have no audience, you have nothing, you can utilize UGC to make money by reaching out to brands and saying, I will make this video for you. Yeah. I will make this Instagram reel for you talking about what you're doing and et cetera. Mm-hmm. Is that the way it works?
Yes.
So net new, no audience, zero followers, make videos, send it out, get paid.
Yes.
That is such an easy bag.
Exactly.
Like,
it's literally just having systems in place.
Yeah. You know? I didn't know that's how it worked, to be honest with you, man. Like, as a creator, I've always been confused about this. I'm always thinking it's accidental content that I just spoke about on the podcast, like Nurai. Like, imagine we're just drinking Nurai right now, and then it's good, and Nurai, oh, like, hey, Nurai, you're going to use this video for your ads? Mm-hmm. Completely natural, completely just in the moment. Mm-hmm. And I can feel that this person is actually enjoying my wine, you know? So that's where I kind of get concerned as a brand is, does this look forced? Does this look natural? Does this look, especially if this is like someone who's like a creator? Yeah, it's just like that element of it, like that line of natural, or does it look forced because you want to make money from this UGC ad?
And that's the difference between good and bad ones. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just like an actor, basically. It's acting, to be specific. And that's the thing. If you watch a show and you're like, you know, this actor is but like, yeah, they're not good at all. It's the same thing with UGC, right? Mm-hmm. When you look at somebody and think, oh, this is just a UGC ad. And we're getting to that point, you know? Originally, it was meant to look like a testimonial. Mm-hmm. And now it's getting its own niche where people know that it's an ad. People know that this is not an accidental thing, but it makes so much sense because this creator can tell the story right. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
That's the difference.
I saw that with this one chick doing an ad for Casper, like a UGC ad for Casper. Mm. So she actually started a whole brand for UGC products. Mm-hmm. So she's a UGC creator. So she actually buys... I think it might be Endy. It might have been Endy Sleep here in Toronto, right? Right. So she has the mattress. She's like sleeping on it. She's rolling around it. She's just enjoying the whole mattress. And she does it from unpacking the box, showcasing how it's easy to roll on the bed frame, lying on it, see how soft it is. So I was like, oh, like, so you didn't actually buy this bed for yourself. You just actually bought it just to make a UGC ad for it. And she was marketing herself as a UGC creator, which I found pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's a big deal. So right here, I have an article from the New York Post, and it's about this girl named Maggie. She has, Maddie Coleman. She has made $10,000 per month with her side hustle, working only 20 hours a week. So the article reads, Maddie Coleman dropped out of college to make TikTok videos, but she's not an influencer or broke. She works 20 hours a week and earns $10,000 a month as a UGC content creator. And basically all it does is go into details of what a UGC content creator is. And the difference is, you know, just like we mentioned, making content for the brand and not for the actual audience, right?
Yeah.
So there's a huge opportunity here when it comes to this content. And as a creator, let's say I work as a fitness creator, for example, there's a lot of fitness brands that need it. If I work in food, there's a lot of food brands that need it. And you can get started by simply creating a media kit, creating some videos, reviewing things in your kitchen, and send it to a brand.
See, that is where my light bulbs are going off. Mm-hmm. I think naturally when, let's say, an Eden the foodie, she's reviewing food a lot, and I see her ad, I'm like, okay, that's a credible person making this video. If it's a fitness person, I'm like, yeah, you look fit, you look D's, you look like in good shape, and you're talking about this. I'm like, okay, if you use this to get the results, it makes it believable. I think the thin line is where you're doing UGC ads for certain products, which you have no business
for sure
talking about for a video.
Yep.
If it's a tech product, I'm like, you don't look like you use this thing. Like, the way you're talking about it doesn't seem like it fits your personality.
Yeah.
So it's like understanding what really is going to work the best for you as the person talking about it. I can see industries like fitness, food, maybe makeup, makeup's huge. Tech, cologne. Men talk about different colognes, especially if you know how to describe the scent and understand the patchouli, the incense, all these different things, just to talk about the infusion of like what makes a cologne really good. If you have that knowledge, tap into making UGC ads for a specific type of grooming product.
Most definitely. Fellas, listen, If you're broke right now, UGC content is the easy way to make an extra stack a month.
Yeah.
You make a list of 20 brands, you go on LinkedIn, you find the person that's in growth marketing, marketing, or influencer marketing at the company, reach out to them and pitch them that you'll make ads for their brand, close one or two of them for $500, you're in.
You're groovy. And I'm just thinking to myself, man, I'm like, man, I know a lot about certain things.
You could easily kill a wine sponsor.
Wine sponsor.
Cigar sponsor.
Whiskey sponsor.
What am I saying? Wine sponsor. We literally yeah,
come on. Shout out to Narai, bro. Shout out to Narai. Whiskey sponsor, cigar, candles too for men. Mm. I think that's a big lean. I think I can tap into it because I'm an avid candle burner. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like, why am I not tapping into making money from candles, bro?
Male UGC.
The mandals.
They call them
the mandals, bro. I got to tap into the mandals.
Mandals, don't kill me.
Make a brand called Mandals. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But nah, man, I really understand what you're talking about with the UGC. Mm-hmm. So would you say to get started is set up like a UGC website? So let's say owenugccreator.ca and then display like all the videos you've done for other brands and all the different categories you tap into.
Yep.
And then send that portfolio to the growth manager.
Yep.
That's the way to get started?
That's the way to get started. There's actually, what's dope, there's an actual app. I'm going to link it down below. And what you can do is literally just connect it to your Instagram profile, your TikTok, your socials, and you can create a media kit off of your organic posts.
Gotcha.
And then send that link to brands so you can already have a pre-created media kit or proposal for that brand.
Yeah.
So it's a dope website. I'll link that down below.
Man, I already see the vision already.
Yeah,
even for drinks in the summer, like just chilling outside with like maybe like a whiskey glass and the bottle right there.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect ad.
Most definitely.
You know, like chilling in the caddy, like on the dock, mm-hmm. and you're drinking like some tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, I'm about to make 10 racks. I'm about to make 10 racks, baby.
So, all right. So now, if you want to go down this route, you're going to want to find the marketplaces for these. Mm-hmm. Brands are actually avidly looking for creators. So what they're doing now is that they're going to marketplaces to find creators. So one place you can go to is Node. That's node-app.com. There's mm-hmm. hashtag paid. There's join brands. We'll link them all down below so you have a bevy of places to look when it comes to finding UGC deals and brands that are looking for UGC creators. So let's move on, bro.
Yeah, let's do it, man. One thing we wanted to talk about is mindset, right? So one of the key things that you're noticing with creators is that being a creator gives you access to make a lot of money, mm-hmm. right? But when you decide to become a creator, when you look at the market, you're seeing people with 10,000 plus followers. Maybe they're on TikTok, maybe they're on Instagram or whatever, even a YouTube following. It can get demoralizing to really think about, man, like what brand can I really go after if I only have like 800 followers? You know, what brand can I go after if I only have like, let's say even 1,000, like your regular Joe Schmo every single day and you want to become a creator? So one of the key things is like when you're making content is like the mindset, like why do you want to make content, right? Who's your audience? Who do you want to target? And then the one thing that I've realized as we've been doing this podcast is what's your stamina like to continuously come back mm-hmm. and make content? So one of the key things when we're coming into this is deciding of, you know, when you're becoming a creator with a small audience, how can you really utilize that small audience and get started and start seeing money coming in by tapping into a small audience? So I'm excited to chat about the things that we've prepared with the newsletters, the digital products, and et cetera, just because I feel like when you tap into these things really, really well, especially if you have the right information to share with the newsletter and understanding the strategies of how to develop audience, even it doesn't even need to be more than 1,000 people. It only needs to be 500 to 1,000 people who are core readers, viewers, and you can actually go to a brand and be like, oh, you know what? Like I actually have my newsletter. I have 1,000 people list, 600 people continuously open it and they care about this specific topic. You can get an affiliate deal with that and all the et cetera. But yeah, man, just wanted to kick it off with that and showcase like what are the ways to get started and make money right away with the tools that are available right now. Hey guys, thank you so much for watching the show. We have some amazing merch live on our website right now. My personal favorite is the Definition Tee. You can go find it in the link below. And if you don't like that, you can explore some other products on our website.
I want to add to that because There's one thing I'm realizing as creators that is very important is that there needs to be two systems in place. Mm-hmm. The system of creating content and the system of building business. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at even the biggest creators right now, they have that. You know, Nuck Boys, they have their system of creating content mm-hmm. and their system of creating the product.
Yeah.
You know, Colin and Samir, one of the biggest interviewers on the platform, they have the interview system and then they have the newsletter system. So Mr. Beast, the list goes on, you know, different systems for each factor of the business. Mm-hmm. So even though you're a small creator, you still need different systems to create business for your brand. Mm-hmm. So one thing I would definitely have is like a sales system, mm-hmm. you know, whether you use Airtable,
HubSpot,
HoneyBook, you know, having a system of or a CRM where you're going through your listing clients out mm-hmm. and you're going through, hey, is this one closed, not closed? So you're actually, you know, being strategic of how you're closing business to getting money through the door.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Going back to the newsletters, right? Like, I feel like if you are looking to get started, just going into the newsletter space right now, this is the best time to create content via newsletters, man.
Facts.
Especially like if you have a lot of knowledge about a specific topic, you can actually cultivate an audience really quick. And it gives everybody like a fair starting point. For example, like you've been in finance and venture capital and you have a wealth of knowledge of how that whole space works. Starting a newsletter is really going to help you expedite your content creation process and to tap into developing an audience, because there's so many entrepreneurs out there who want to learn how venture capital works from someone who's established. There is people who want to learn how to perhaps become better fathers say, I've had a successful marriage. I've had this many kids. I've learned how to navigate the ups and downs of a marriage really well. Dating is another big thing, right? Tapping into maybe guys who are 30 years and up in age, how to get a girlfriend, how to keep a relationship, what to do on dates. You know, one of the best content creators that I love who has a newsletter, who I read every single day, even though I love her content and maybe I don't need dating advice, but her name is Camila, the dating coach, okay. Right? So she has like a very no-nonsense approach to writing her newsletters. Very matter of fact, like if you're doing this, don't do that. And the way I found her was through her tweets. So she used to write mini threads of tweets of, when you're on a date, do this. When you are trying to talk to a girl, do this. And she'll list the steps. I'm like, okay. And then at the end, she would have a link to her newsletter. So I subscribed to it. I'm like, okay, sick. Let me subscribe. So I kept following her and I kept noticing each time she tweeted, she would actually give credence to her newsletter. So what she does is subscribe to join 10,000 plus men who are getting daily advice every other day. So at first, when I joined hers, it was like, oh, like this chick seems like no nonsense. She's not giving me BS, just straight to the point. She's at 2,000. And every time, like she kept saying, hey, join 5,000 men, join 8,000 men, join 10,000 men. So by doing that, it adds validation that the advice social proof that what she's talking about actually has merit. And her Twitter numbers kept going up because her threads were so good. So she just utilized Twitter, and it's not knowledge that nobody knows. It's just the way it's packaged mm-hmm. and then tapping it back to a link to join my newsletter. Utilizing information that you already know is the quickest way to develop an audience by becoming a content creator. She is one of them. Another person is Joe Pompliano. So he wrote a letter talking about sports and business, and he started the exact same way. Started utilizing content that already exists, packaging it over Twitter threads, and then at the end of it, link your newsletter so people can join to actually read fuller stories. So by actually tapping into that, he grew his newsletter to over 150,000 subscribers in a little over a year and a half through the pandemic. Then he quit his job because he was getting brand deals from beer companies, because a lot of the guys who are reading his newsletters are guys who drink beers, craft beers, whiskeys, and whatever. So everything he was creating was going towards this audience that loves sports and business. So it just shows you the power of creating something that is hyper-focused for a specific audience, telling that information in a very succinct, no BS way, and actually making it, hey, this is unique content. Like, I didn't know this story existed within sports. Oh, I'm like, oh, I didn't know they sold their team for that much and they're being paid by this specific person for that long, right? Certain things like that, when you share that unique aspect you really set yourself apart from other people. And knowledge can come from many different angles, right? Just because another venture capitalist has a newsletter doesn't mean you can't create your own newsletter. Just because another health person has a newsletter doesn't mean there's no space for another person. So there's so many different topics you can tap into. But in my opinion, what I've seen works is when you really, really get into the minute details of one specific thing. Mm-hmm. For example, this podcast is brought to you by Nyorai Cellars. If you didn't know, Nyorai Cellars is the only Black-owned wine company in Canada. Right now, I'm holding the Rosé, the 2021 Rosé bottle. This drink is amazing. I mean, it's perfect for those dishes such as seafood, where you're cooking shrimp, you're having some pasta, whatever it is you're having, grab a bottle of Nyorai Cellars, the Rosé. If you're having a date night with your significant other, you know what to grab. Grab the Nyorai. Whatever it is, grab the Nyorai. I mean, you will not go wrong with this wine. It's perfect for everybody. If you've never drank wine, this is a great bottle for you. Or even if you're a wine expert, you're an aficionado and you drink everything. I mean, you cannot go in Nyorai. I'm telling you, this wine is really, really good. And even though I'm boosting it this hard, it's because I really love drinking it and I'm someone who loves to drink wine. So whatever it is, whatever the special occasion, check out Nyorai. They have Sauvignon Blancs, they have Rieslings. I'm holding the Rosé right now. They have a wide variety of different collections of different wines you can choose from. Make sure to check them out. The link is going to be in the description. Check them out. Order a crate for yourself, or you can send a gift to someone that you want to gift some wine to. You can't go wrong with that. So in your Rye Cellars, check them out. Link will be in the description. And now back to the show. So I've been in down this rabbit hole of fasting, right? So every fasting piece of content, I've been tapping into that. So imagine if you create videos about fasting in a newsletter and you present research to me, and then you present maybe drinks or maybe foods or superfoods and tap into affiliate links from different products and you get a commission off that through Amazon or something like that, you're going to blow up really quick, especially if you use TikTok and all these other platforms that when you make a good video, you get 100K views, you get a following, people tap into what you're doing. And lastly, it's just consistency too. How consistent are you writing? If you give a promise to say, I'm making a newsletter once a week, start off like that. That's your promise. If it's every single day, tap into that. But one thing you must avoid is being inconsistent. If you're going to deliver a newsletter at 10 a.m. and then make it 11:30 or 12, you lose trust. Mm-hmm. So there's many different ways you can make money. You can start off with a free version, which is more of a condensed version of the information. And then as people become accustomed to that, they can pay maybe $10, $12 a month for the more elaborate version of your newsletter, which can get you starting to make money right away. And I think a lot of people have expertise in a lot of things that they think nobody cares about. If you have expertise on knitting, make a community around that.
There's a knitting magazine.
Knitting magazine. And today we were seeing this durag fest.
Yeah. Like, bro. There's literally durag fest.
This durag fest. There's people mm-hmm. who are actually talking about, like, shout to Candicia. Mm-hmm. She has a curly girl meetup.
Yeah.
And I was like, how are many girls just fans of just having curly hair and there's a community for this?
Yo, that's a huge business. She should have Curls Day.
Curls
every
Day.
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday. Send us a picture of your curls and send us videos of your curls. We'll put it on our page. Mm-hmm. UGC right there.
Mm-hmm. One thing that's so huge about newsletters is that you own the audience. Mm-hmm. You don't own your Instagram. You don't own your Twitter. You don't own your TikTok. But a newsletter audience, you own that. And when that newsletter gets sent out, it's to all of the people, unless they have you off the list.
Yeah.
But it's getting delivered to everybody.
100%.
And if you post on Instagram, it's probably going to 10% of that audience. Mm-hmm. But on a newsletter, it's going to all of those people, or at least a higher amount.
Yeah.
So it's a bigger impact. And if you're doing UGC and newsletters, you can combine them into a package mm-hmm. and say, hey, we serve this specific audience. You can do a UGC ad for me, and you can have an ad in my newsletter and package them up together to create a bigger package for that brand.
100%.
So it's a big W. I think the Black community needs to know more about newsletters because there's so much opportunities, especially if you're a musician, mm-hmm. if you're a creator in a specific niche. Tapping into newsletters is so important because it allows us to own our data.
Yeah, there's one guy, actually Paul C. Brunson told us about him when we interviewed him. Mm-hmm. His name is Dan Runcie. So he talks about hip-hop space and the business deals.
Trapital,
exactly. Yes. So I loved that.
I'm subscribed to Trapital.
Shout out to Trapital, right? He makes amazing content, right? And he's really blown up. And the thing is, he didn't have a fancy website. He didn't have anything crazy like, oh, this, all the gimmicks and whatever for it, rah, 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 like it's going to look like this. No, it was like a regular WordPress website, but the information on it was just genius. So that is another great way to tap into it. And if you're going to go build that audience, you start off from 200 subscribers, 1,000, then 2,000. And I think the mentality you got to get rid of is that you don't have to look at this Graham Stephens of the world or the big creators of the world and think you gotta be like that. No, you can make money just by nobody really knowing you, but the people who tap into your information, they know you and they're big fans of you. Mm-hmm. And you can make a side income of $2,000, $3,000 a month based on affiliate links. If your information is that good, people are gonna tap into that. And then baking into that is where you come with your digital products, right? Mm-hmm. The young lady that I follow for The Dating Boss, she has like a texting course, right? So how to text better, how to become a better conversationalist.
Men are paying for texting courses?
Yeah. So So you can imagine, right? There's guys who don't know how to be witty or be funny or even be good conversationalist. So she has like that course and she's been bombarding us. So she's been giving a lot of free information. So now she's at 20K subs for her newsletter. She's trying to like monetize that with like a $300 course for her Conversation Academy. So imagine that, right? So imagine you get a Conversation Academy, then you add another module on top of it. So it keeps people hooked onto the course. The LTV on that must be insane.
I hate that. Did you buy
No, never. I just like her tweets and her newsletter. Okay. That's it. All right. I'll never buy it. Bro, come on. You're not a player like me, dog.
Don't kill me, bro.
A man like me, bro, you'll never book me catching that. But what I want to say is just that example is perfect from just starting from Twitter to starting a newsletter, from a newsletter to a digital product, from a digital product to monthly subscribers, not from her newsletter, but also her course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, most definitely. And one of the ones that is huge, and now we're talking about bigger creators, but Justin Welsh, one of the biggest creators making a huge business off his newsletter. And what I found interesting about him, and we're going to get back to small creators, is he has a one-person business that does it's over 3 million now a year.
3 million in revenue.
3 million in revenue a year. And it costs him about, I think it's like $1,500 to run a month. So he's making killer
profit. Based off the tech stacks, maybe a virtual assistant, and that's $1,500 a month.
A month. And he's making a multi-million dollar business strictly off of LinkedIn, Twitter, newsletters, and courses, you know. And it's interesting, man. At the same time, I'm very weary about courses because a lot of gurus selling courses. And I think a lot of people think, if you're making money off it, why are you telling me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's an interesting, you know, landscape right now in the course niche.
What are some of the courses that he offers that's racked him a lot of money?
There's a LinkedIn profile builder, you know, making sure your LinkedIn's up to par, creating a content system. Those are like his main courses.
LinkedIn profile builder. You know, when you told me about that, I was kind of like, why would I get a LinkedIn profile builder? Because LinkedIn is so straightforward. It's what's your experience? Where'd you go to school? What's your profile picture? What is your header? These are all standard things people should know about. Yeah, because, man, all the information is about me and I'm just putting it on my LinkedIn profile. Like, why do I need a LinkedIn profile builder?
I 100% disagree. There's like, even looking at his profile, it looks more upscale than a regular profile, actually.
How so?
So for instance, in his header, he has social proof under his banner. So it looks like he has social proof for his brand. He has like a thumbnail link as well, which I thought was interesting, that leads straight to his website. So I'm like, oh, there's like little thing, there's little minute details that looks like it adds to his brand. You know, he also has a lot of reviews under his LinkedIn profile as well. So it looks like he actually has validation for the course. And he's become a LinkedIn top voice. His posts usually go viral. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of engagement under his posts. So I think it's more of like an operating system to get people from LinkedIn to a product. not just making your profile look good.
Oh, okay. You know, because I'm coming from the end of like, okay, I'm buying this and you're teaching me how to make my LinkedIn look good. You're so constricted within the margins of what you can do with LinkedIn.
Yeah.
It's not like you can say, yeah, if you follow my course, I'm going to teach you how to take the best profile pic, how to present your work history. Because what can you do with that?
Yeah.
Honestly, surely you can't do much with it. So I think with what he's doing, it's something that maybe we can even get value from, because if we are tapping into people who want to create content, who want to create videos, how do we create content? How do we display ourselves as authority figures talking about social media and people who can actually offer that service to make you good videos? And this is something you told me a couple of days ago, is like, man, I think since I love writing, is like, what can you share on Twitter or even LinkedIn? Maybe that's another thing I can look into to really provide information to people.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it takes commitment.
It takes commitment. But luckily, there's new apps now. A platform, ChatGPT.
Yeah.
You can leverage to make some threads and have a consistent system. But I think that's one thing he's actually doing well, is having a legit system where he's consistently writing, consistently driving inbound to get people into his platform. So there's value there for sure. And one thing I think that he's doing that's smart is having it low cost. There's so many courses out there that are so close to getting you, then you see $9.99 and you're like, fam, $1,000? I know that you're just literally using the exact same course and selling it a million times and charging $1,000 every time.
Yeah.
You can make this $150 and no one would bat an eye.
Mm-hmm.
But you're just being greedy.
If people are greedy, bro, there's some guys I see courses like $5,000 for a course. I'm like, what is there that is $5,000 worth of information? And I've seen this with a lot of the e-commerce guys, right? Everybody's now a guru out of nowhere. And I think there's a culture now that exists where if you have one single success point, it's given you the ability now to go become a course creator, which I think is really watering down the people who are authentically offering good information.
Yeah.
So if I go on Shopify and now I make 10,000 from one single product that I got an Alibaba, and I said, hey, I developed a 10K a month in revenue business in the first 2 weeks of launching my Shopify store. Come buy this $800 course. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how do you justify that as a success, right? You don't even talk about your profit margins. You don't talk about how much you spent on ads. You don't talk a lot about that, right? You're sensationalizing the idea of how easy entrepreneurship is. And this is a thing that made me check out of like looking at a lot of Facebook ad guys, because everything was always buy my course that is this $2,000, $3,000 course. And it made me just understand, like, maybe I can just like learn by trial by error. Maybe I can learn my own style of doing things. I don't have to listen to all these gurus trying to sell me a course. And then you see how long they've been creating content. It's just like three, four weeks ago. And every single video is, hey, learn how I made 15K. Learn how I made 20K. It's hyperbolized in everything. Like, use this product to start making 40, 50K a month in business. I'm like, guys, shut up, bro.
Yeah,
stop it.
Yeah, it gets frustrating, you know, and it does water it down, because I bet there's people who actually have something that could help people, and they're getting drowned out by the people who are just in it to make a quick buck.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate.
Man, there's this joke that says that if you look at a website and you can tell, like, it still looks like they made this website back in 1999 and that business is still existing, that's a multi-million dollar business. It's the businesses that look like they don't do much in revenue that end up blowing everyone out of the water. The people who don't care about revamping their UX, their UI or whatever, they are actually killing it in business. And they're so quiet. They're just like, yeah, we're going to do our thing. Yeah, we run our business here. We're not going to be on social media. We're not going to do anything. They actually have processes and systems that have given them the efficiency to scale and make money forever without doing anything. And I want to hear more from those people. And I think one of the guys that used to do that is like Sam Ovens. You remember Sam Ovens?
With consulting.com?
Consulting.com. Mm-hmm. He actually taught a lot of people how to, you don't need to be on social media. You don't need to do all these fancy things. All you just need to have is a good offer, a good thing you can actually tap into, and find a way to like how to like make it a good consultative process for your client. And of course, he kind of went away because he got married, had a kid. Life happens, right?
He exited, right? I think, didn't he sell it?
I don't remember. I didn't. I stopped following after a while, but
Jamie, can you look that up?
Yeah, I think he tried to come back, and then, you know, he's running something, accelerator.com. But you know what I'm saying, right? Like, there's things that people are doing that you don't have access to. And it's the people who are killing it. They're not as loud as the people who are out here trying to sell your course.
Oh, wow. So the internet's saying he's a billionaire.
He's a billionaire? Yeah, I refuse to believe that, bro. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, son.
I do not.
Come on, son.
Oh, wow.
Man like Sam Evans, bro.
You used to watch Ed Lover when you had Come On, Son years ago?
No. I just remember I heard the rap line. The rap.
Eminem.
She's on my Johnson like Ed Lover. Come on, son. She's on my Johnson. She screams my name out constant.
Nah, Ed Lover, I used to have a phrase, Come On, Son. I used to be like a thing back in the day.
You know, I wanted to start a podcast before called the Come On, Son podcast.
You're lying.
Wallah, bro. I'm telling you.
I'm so happy you didn't. We're all proud of you.
I don't think you'd have been here if I started Come On Son podcast.
I would not.
Come on. You would have been like doing something.
I'm like, well, that's nice.
Imagine I brought you to SLC. I'm like, yo, Al, join the Come On Son pod.
Oh, hell
no. What would you say?
I'd be like, all right.
It's like, I'll let you know.
That's one thing I hate is that I'll let you know.
You know when chicks curve you like that? They're like, oh, man, I'll let you know. Or like, maybe. And then you just ghost me.
Mm-hmm. I hate that.
And then I'm like ringing. I'm like,
I hate when dudes do that. Just tell me no, bro.
Bro, one of my boys, you know Quinn, bro. He does that a lot too. I'm like, yo, you're gonna go hit those sweats? Like, I'll let you know. I'm like, I see that. I'm like, yeah, it's a no. It's like a light skin thing.
Just
bro.
Say no.
Yeah.
But, I can't find if you got acquired or not. But you know who did get acquired?
Who?
Milk Road.
Milk
Road is a newsletter. Oh. So I'll tell you a bit about that.
Even talk about Morning Brew getting acquired too.
Who got acquired?
Yeah. By Insider.
Half of it.
Okay, by Insider. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Business Insider, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big W.
More than you're right. Yeah, so go on. Yeah, Milk Road, bro. Oh, you looking it up?
Yeah. So Shan Puri, I don't know if you know who Shan Puri is. He's a millionaire. He's a part of the My First Million podcast.
Is it the Indian guy?
Yeah, exactly. The Indian guy at My First Million. He created a newsletter called The Milk Road, which is a crypto newsletter named after the Silk Road, Milk Road.
Mm-hmm.
And he sold that for, I believe, 7 figures in 10 months.
10 months?
In 10 months. So he had about 250,000 email subscribers and was doing everything we just said, you know. Had one or two people that was writing for him. So all you had to do is have someone write and have it distributed. And within 10 months of building it up, pumping it through the his ads and the podcast, it was sold in 10 months.
For seven figures.
So I just want to make that, like think about that.
The possibilities.
The possibilities.
What exists.
Yeah. Is actually insane.
Just for writing a newsletter, bro.
Just for writing a quality newsletter that people want to read.
Yeah.
And that serves the purpose for someone to be acquired. So like, there's definitely three more Chapitals that could be there. There's definitely three more Morning Brews. And one thing that Morning Brew is doing now is they're doing Morning Brew for this. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's definitely a lot of lanes. If you're a girl, there's a lot of newsletters for girls that's probably not that popular or that are open territory to claim.
Mm-hmm.
So someone got to think about that.
Yeah, there's definitely... I kind of have this vision of like a marriage newsletter, like a secret marriage newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage secrets for men for women over 40.
That'll go crazy.
You know how to keep your sex life exciting after 40.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you can't get a boner?
I think the best would be like the secret lives of men, where men just talk like anonymously about stuff.
Yeah.
That would bang.
You know what I'm saying? Or like they're preying some like pen girl like on road and be like, yeah, I can't say this. I can't say this in front of my missus. So I'm going to like go tap into guys. Imagine if there's a newsletter, anonymous guys contribute to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like stories from other men about love, marriage, business. And it's like deep, deep things that they can't say out loud. And then you have someone submitting these things and you take out the story and then you populate it every single day. Right? Man, that's a sick idea.
Yo.
That's a fire idea, bro.
I'd read that. I would save it for like a nice airplane trip and just like go out.
Crush it.
Yeah.
And you know the thing about it is that it's an outlet for men to really open up. Because this is one of the things we're talking about, one of our clients, about the lane he should go into.
Mm-hmm.
And men specifically don't have an outlet to talk about certain deep topics or things that trouble them, because people expect you to be established. They expect you to have your things together, expect you to look strong and be stoic and look like you have everything under control, because, you know, that's what men do according to society. You get me? So I think that type of creativity by giving everyone a voice and everyone's seeing their work published and people commenting on it. And I think that could be a great Twitter thread too, like publishing stories about men and love and marriage and getting the likes and everything. And then someone seeing how people are taking the feedback that they're getting from their story submitted.
Yeah, someone got to run with that. We busy.
We busy, man.
So someone run with that. We just gave y'all a multi-million-dollar idea.
We're trying to build a production company.
Hinge, you know what I'm saying? Get sponsors from Hinge, Tinder.
From Hims.
Hims.
Blue Chew. For sure. What other things? Even some diamond, some jewelry companies too.
Okay.
Right? Tap
Omi
into
Woods.
Omi Woods.
Shout out Omi.
Oh, yeah. How can I buy my missus like a proper ring or a necklace for Valentine's Day? Mm-hmm. Core audience right there of men just pouring their hearts out to other men.
So, yeah. Someone got to hop on.
You're
that.
Feeling that. That's hot, bro.
Yeah, man.
I just put that out in the ether.
Hey, yo. So this is a free game.
Free game, baby.
Especially if it's like black stories. Mm. Like, I think like black girl stories that could go crazy.
No, black men's stories.
Black men's stories?
Because bro,
both.
Think about
actually both. Go ahead.
Men like us, me, you, Isaac, there's so much shit we deal with that we can't even talk about every day. Mm-hmm. Right? So if this was like a black men's forum,
I definitely think it would bang. But I'm gonna say though, the way black girls be supporting
other black women?
Black women, bro, and especially like how they write like to themselves. I feel like they
like
would,
girl.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like 18 R's before you get to the L.
Exactly. And like having a whole story. Yeah, I could see that going crazy.
It'll be very lengthy. It'll be very like essay.
A lengthy newsletter, you know what I'm saying? Sure.
I'm like, how am I even going to read this?
But nah, the thing it's not for you. It's for girls.
It's for girls. But the girls love the juiciness though.
Exactly.
They love the juicy.
Exactly. I could see that. I could see that going crazy.
Going good. Man.
But let's move on. So there's some other things that, you know, you could do as a small content creator. We got totally off track. There's some other small things you could do as a small content creator to make money and bring money in. And some of the things that we've done. So another one is hosting on social media platforms or podcasts. So a lot of brands want to create podcasts now, but of course the owner is way too busy running the business to actually, you know, go forth with running a podcast, producing it, coming up with ideas. So that's a lane for a lot of creators that don't have an audience to leverage somebody else that wants to drive more traffic to their business and create an audience for themselves as well. So that's one big lane. And we've both done that. You know, you did some work with The Face.
You know, went to Montreal, recorded. I think Montreal and Toronto did about
eight episodes with The Face, you know. When I was an employee at Post Media, I created a whole show.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have the time or bandwidth to do it. So I created a whole show called Driving Tours. Man, I looked it up the other day. Bro, it has like almost 200,000 views like across the videos, across like the show. Like,
and that series. Was all you.
And that was created entirely by me.
Yeah.
You know? But hey.
You know what Drake would be saying? He's like, I can see it in your eyes. You're angry. Regret gotten a feeling on you. Mad because you ain't like me. And be like, and the cars that you're seeing on the screen, that's me. All the things that I wrote, all the things that I said. Mm-hmm. You know, that's me. That's me. I love when he says that.
We got it.
Am I serenading you?
No, you're not serenading.
Are you sure, bro?
I'm confident. I am confident.
Let me live. Yeah. Can I live? All right, let's go on now. Let's go on.
So moving forward, and other types of hosting outside of podcasts is hosting on TikTok.
Mm.
Every brand wants to be on TikTok right now, but doesn't have the bandwidth.
Yeah.
So pitching brands, same way you're pitching for other, you know, deals like UGC, doing hosting for TikTok on brands is another lane you could totally take care of. Now let's get into digital products. You know, we've already talked about Justin Welch creating his course, his low-cost course, 150. Another one that's very important is using workshops, templates, you know, digital products and assets that you can create once and continuously sell. One of the biggest trends right now is using platforms like Stan and PenSite. Are you familiar with Stan and PenSite?
No, not at all.
They're basically LinkedIn bio tools that you can use to make more money. It drives people straight from a LinkedIn bio to an offer.
Yep.
And it's an easy way to make more money. That's one thing I'm doing. I'm on PenSite. I'm going to start doing workshops myself as a new strategy to provide value, you know? So that's another tool you can use. PenSite, we'll link it down below. Stan.store is an easy way to get more people to convert on your page. If you're a photographer, you can have LUTs that you sell or specific offers to workshops to help people create better photos for themselves. So there's a lot of ways you can flip that.
digital products. And I see someone who does that well is like Rennie. Okay. She's so like, she's created frameworks for people to understand how to save money, right? So the thing about that I really respect of what she did is that she made it very achievable to save money. So it's like, hey, if you save 10 bucks a week for this long, this is how much money you could make. So she's created all these different financial tools that if you're coming into the financial space and you want to learn how to invest money, how to save money, all these different things, she created that. And I think the more she starts accumulating those things, my prediction is she's going to start, she's offering it for free. And I think she's tapped into the Black Toronto community group by offering that. I think one of the two frameworks she started had like 800 likes, 800, you know, reactions in the post. I was like, wow, this is genius, right? So the more she makes of those type of things, maybe investing, maybe it's like home ownership and et cetera, charging for that, especially with her brand and everything like that, she can really kill it. And I think she offered something valuable for free. Then I think she's going to tap into like more of like a paid exhaustive product that, you know, this is a lot of work that goes into it. I've made your life easier. Mm-hmm. So financially compensate me for that.
No, that's a big W. Shout out to Rennie. Yeah. You know, she just posted her income report of the month of, I think it was April.
April, yeah, making 40 racks.
40 racks off of different tools. So shout out to Rennie. Definitely tap into her huge. And her podcast. So we're towards wrapping up. You know, I hope this brought you some light. I hope this shed some light on the different opportunities you can use as a creator with a small audience to make some more money and provide some more value to have as a business. You know, you're not only a creator, you're a business creator, you're a creative entrepreneur. So make sure you have different systems in place to create money and value for your brand and reinvest that back into your business. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And lastly, I think your mindset has to be on point. Yeah. I want to tap into that again. This is not an easy game to play because it's so easy to get demoralized. Imagine going 6-7 months with like getting maybe 2 views, 3 views, 4 views, right? But you can never underestimate the power of one view. All it takes is one view. You don't know who that could be. It might be a publisher at Penguin House. It might be some executive at some major broadcasting company who wants to bring you on. But ignoring that one view because it gets harder is you destroying your own opportunities for something that could be bigger for yourself. So always remember, any type of view is a great view. It just depends who's watching it. And the more you keep growing and the more views you keep getting, the more access people have to you, the more opportunities are going to come your way. So get your mind right and stay persistent and keep that stamina going.
Man, I have one thing to add to that because you just gave me this one sick story. I was posting, because you know I do the Hustle Over Everything socials. Mm-hmm. And man, I was looking at the Twitter account. Like, man, our Twitter following is so low. Man, all right, I need to post this video. And it got like maybe 30 views. And this is right after Collision. I posted on Twitter and then I get an email from a brand. And that brand ends up paying us over 10K from a 30 views
video.
Video, you know.
See what I'm saying?
So keep like, posting, yo. Keep going.
One is better than zero, guys. I mean, in this world that we're at, everybody's always on their phone. You don't know what's going to pop up on their feed. Mm-hmm. And you don't know how it's going to resonate with them. So if you are not making that video, you are robbing yourself of opportunity because there's chances everywhere. There's someone is feeling like this today. Someone's looking for this today. And you posting that, right time, right opportunity, money in the bank.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram at 24/7 Hustler, on Twitter at 24/7 Hustlers. You can shop our merch at hustleovereverything.co. And if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you hit subscribe, like, and comment. It's super important. The bigger the subscribers, the bigger the guests can be. So it's imperative that you like and subscribe on this video for more entrepreneurship content.
And lastly, I want to add the Nurai too. We've been sipping on the Nurai 2021 Rosé. It's such a good drink. I mean, I've been grooving to this, just spitting fire on the mic. Whatever you're doing. Fire. You know, just grab the Nurai bottle, man. Like, this is such a good drink. Mm-hmm. Link is going to be in the description. Use the code HUSTLE in the website and order a crate for your parents, your brother, your sister, your girlfriend, or boyfriend. Even as a work gift, you just got hired and you want to impress your bosses, send them a Nurai package. Exactly, man. Really good wine, man. Shout out to Steve Byfield and his team out there. And yes, I think that's You know, sign us off, Al?
Hustle is what you can't control. So control your grind and control your life. I'm Alex.
And I'm Ono Sende. Peace. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Make sure you visit hustleovereverything.co and cop some fire merch that we have in the store. And I'll see you in the next episode.